Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
What led to your being homeless?
Myself. That was a choice I made a long time ago. I disrespected my mother, and she asked me to leave. And all I had to do was apologize, but I refused. So that's when I got my first taste of homelessness. It was before there were such things, such words as homeless people. But I slept on park benches and everything, but it gave me strength. And eventually I did have a place of my own, and did that a long time. Got involved in drugs and alcohol, and they devoured me, especially mentally and spiritually. And homelessness was part of the outcome. Today I'm better. And I'm happy, you know, but I learned.
So if you don't mind my asking, did you always have poverty in your life?
At some points, but not always in my life. Yeah. We had hardships, but still lived a pretty good life. I guess hard times are as bad as you let them be. You know, we've had hard times and still sang songs and smiled and held on to each other and supported each other. So, you know, things that were bad just weren't that bad.
And what do you think it was that brought you that ability to push through and to still sing with joy and have those moments?
You can't change what happens. When things happen, they happen. Sometimes they do happen for a reason. You know, you can have things happen because you caused it. You can have things happen because somebody else caused it. Some things are just out of your control. You know, you just have to learn to roll with the punches and get the best out of it that you can. So, you know, if you keep a positive attitude, you know, you most likely can come up with a positive solution to any dilemma. You know? The way I react to things, I try not to let things stress me out and try to turn all negatives into positive, you know, make them as positive as you can. In God's world, you have to love the rain as much as you love the sunshine, because it serves a purpose too. Every day isn't going to be sunny either. Deal with it. Well, if you feel like it, just take a walk in the rain. Because you might not have an umbrella, but you still got somewhere to go. You stay under the shelter till it stops, or do you go ahead on to your appointment and be on time? Just sweat. But then the sun will come back out and you'll dry, so.
Do you feel like you'd be the person you are today if you hadn't gone through what you have?
Well, definitely not. Been a long journey, but in some ways I wouldn't trade it in. I'd do it all again.
So you'd go through everything, even with all of the pain, everything?
Some of it I'd change, but some of it was lessons to be learned. You know, if I had to learn them all over again, I would want to learn them. I learned how to basically keep myself from being homeless again. But right now, I'm at peace with myself. This is my life, and I'll just live it to the best of my ability each moment that I have. But I won't worry about past things. You know, yesterday was yesterday. Today is the day I'm living for.